want to talk about a big event called the Celebration of Heroes and Swim with a Mission. It's a nonprofit that raises funds throughout the year to benefit local veteran services and programs of all types and varieties. The co-founder with his wife, Phil Taub, joins us this morning from the beautiful area of Newfound Lake up there in Sunapee. He joins us. He's the co-founder. And Phil, good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's great to be with you, and thanks for everything you and the station does for veterans. We really appreciate it.
Well, this is a kind of an interesting group. I know our good colleague Jack Keith does a lot with you guys and talks a little bit about that and really supports the whole mission of this particular organization. Let's talk about this, because Swim with a Mission, I mean, really, New Hampshire has one of the highest per capita veterans populations in the United States, so this impacts a lot of people around the state. And this is, Swim with a Mission is a nonprofit that raises money for the year to benefit local veteran services and programs of all types and varieties. How did this all get started? Tell us a little bit about give us the backstory on Swim with a Mission.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. You know, and I don't know if you believe in a higher power or karma or, you know, just things seem to happen for a reason, right? And I'm in my 50s now. It took me a while to figure that out. But 6 years ago, my wife and I just started focusing on veterans. You know, a lot of the veterans we knew and we sort of hung out with, you know, were not the veterans that were struggling, you know, seemed to sort of figure it out, were doing okay. And we kind of had this awakening and went to VFW halls and American Legions and looked around and took a deeper look and realized, you know, New Hampshire's got about 100,000 veterans. Only about a third of them are going to the VA for their services. And there's this gap where, you know, there's probably about 30 to 40,000 veterans that need services and they're not finding them. You know, there's no website you can just go to or a phone number you can call if you want a dog or, you know, you need some mental health services or whatever it is, right? It's all sort of word of mouth. And we looked at this and we thought, no, we got to do something. And so we thought we'd start with just something really small. We've been coming up to Newfound Lake for almost 30 years. It's one of the cleanest lakes in America, number one in the Northeast. And we thought, oh, we'll start with a little swim event. We'll call this thing Swim with a Mission. And right before we started, I don't know how this happened, Mike, but we met a group of Navy SEALs down in Florida. And it's not like me to do this, but I invited them to come up to New Hampshire. They showed up and 1,500 people showed up for that swim event.
Amazing.
Which was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so we thought, oh, we raised like $45,000 and that would be great, right? And we'd be proud of that. But we raised $450,000 5 years ago.
Incredible number.
Right out.
Just an incredible number.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so since then, you know, the SEALs have come every year. They're coming back again next week. We have about 40 Navy SEALs coming. We do 3 days of events. There's five events, starting with a really amazing paintball day, with the Navy SEALs. And going all the way through to, which we'll talk about in a minute, our big celebration of heroes on July 16th. And, over the last 5 years, with the help of the SEALs and literally thousands of people in New Hampshire, we have been able to raise and give away over $7 million to help veteran service organizations. And that's what we do. We raise money and then we go into the community and we try to figure out, where do we need to deploy this money? Is it service dogs? Is it art therapy? Is it for the homeless? Like, where are the most acute needs for our veterans? And so it's been this incredible blessing for us, right, to be able to get involved in this and try to make a difference for our veterans, you know, who deserve all of it.
Phil, I have to ask you, this is interesting. You know, you would think that the veterans would be at the top of the list all the time, anywhere, for any type of services, because a lot of them, you know, they deserve more. They have sacrificed. Some have given us the ultimate sacrifice of their lives for freedom. We all get that. We understand that. But why is there this? Why do you sense there is this gap between services and facilities for veterans where they probably need them the most coming back from the theater of war most of the time?
Yeah. So I'll give you three very quick things. I think first, focusing on the veterans. Look, most of our veterans, our men and women that serve, are very tough. And they're taught in the military to solve problems themselves. So we'll start there, because what ends up happening is, you know, we just coming off 20 years, the longest war in the history of our country, an entirely new generation with PTS and PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. And a lot of our veterans that are struggling with that are at home right now, just struggling, trying to figure it out on their own, right? And some of them, you know, using alcohol or drugs or something else, or just trying to push through it. And it's starting with not asking for help, right? And you can't blame a veteran, you know. A lot of them, again, learned these skills on how to sort of survive on their own. And so that's the first problem, right? But then the next problem is, when they go looking for help, there's no easy way to find it. It's all word of mouth. That I put on our federal government, and some of that rests with our state government as well. And, you know, the military itself spends so much money training our people to become these elite warriors. And when they get hurt or when their time is up, they just say, okay, thank you for your service. You know, good luck. You know, maybe they get a pension and they just kick them out. And that's it, right? And so some of it I lay at the feet of our military. There's no exit ramp. There's no off ramp, right, to sort of help them get to where they want to be. And the last thing I'll just say is there's an enormous gap between the experience of our veterans and their family. No matter what a veteran service has been, long careers, short careers, submarines, you know, paratroopers, whatever, there's sacrifice involved in that. And their family has sacrificed. But there's a gap between that experience and what the rest of us as civilians understand about that sacrifice. And there is this lack of understanding and appreciation, you know, for that. I think if the public understood, the other 99% understood what the 1% is doing, I think all of this stuff would fall into place. So yeah. We're working on that. We're addressing that.
Yeah, you make a very good point. You make a very good point. We're speaking to Phil Tabb, who's the founder and leader of Swim With A Mission, the nonprofit that raises funds throughout the year to benefit local veteran services and programs of all types and varieties. You can check out SWAM.org and check out their website and check out all the events. Let's talk about some of the events that are coming up. I know they start next week, and of course they really are getting bigger and bigger every year, so much so that you're holding the event at the Delta Dental Stadium, the Celebration of Heroes as well. Let's talk about Swim With A Mission this year and the big Celebration of Heroes.
Thank you, Mike. Very excited about that, and we're hoping to fill that stadium up. You know, as you said, the tickets are available at swam.org. And so there's a bunch of stuff going on. It's from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 9 on July 16th. It is set up as a family day, so I hope everybody will bring their families. There's a lot of activities for the kids, everything from they can get on the field with some of the Navy SEALs and do a little PT, see if they're ready to become a Navy SEAL. We have a group of Green Berets that are also putting together a Green Beret Challenge, so kids can go through that as well and see if maybe they want to join the Army instead of the Navy. And our SEALs, not Green Berets, are going to be parachuting into the stadium. They're going to be taking hostages and showing how we rescue hostages. Our state police SWAT team is going to be there doing a demonstration. The National Guard's bringing a Black Hawk helicopter. Folks can get in there and take pictures. Lots of military vehicles. And then we've got some big bands, you know. We really want this to be a fun party in between the demos. We've got three big bands, country star Joe Smith. We've got from A to Beatles, Johnny A. And Reggie Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix's cousin, is headlining an awesome band as well, fireworks. But the other thing that's going on there besides all the fun is that we'll have more than 40 veteran service organizations there. So if there's anybody listening that knows a veteran that could use some access to services, whatever it is, you know, whatever they're looking for, you know, go to an equine immersion program or get a dog or get some mental health services, whatever it is, encourage you to come, because this is the only time all year that all of our veteran service organizations in New Hampshire will be in one place. And I'll tell you, Mike, when I walk around, and I did this last year, and I see veterans and their families going up to these booths and just asking questions and getting services, you know, it makes it all worth it. Beyond the fun and the great time, you know, it's changing people's lives. So I hope everybody will come out for it.
I hope so as well. It sounds like a great, great day with a real strong purpose. You know, a lot of fun, family friendly, and with a really great fun and entertaining value, but also a very important value as well, trying to raise, you know, really essential funds for literally dozens of different programs that really help veterans with everything from medical and housing to mental health and food services. You can go to the website, swam.org, swam.org, for all the information on the events, the times, the locations, and how you can contribute and be a part of it and get tickets and be a part of this big celebration, culminating with the big Celebration of Heroes next Saturday, July 16th at the Delta Dental Stadium. Phil, thanks for what you do. I appreciate it, and thanks for joining us and sharing your insight into the veterans' issues here in New Hampshire. We appreciate what you do, and hope it's going to be a great, successful event next Saturday as well. Thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for everything you do for veterans, and thank you to Benny Media. Really appreciate it.